Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
From WNYC Studios, it's Brian Lehrer, a daily politics podcast. It's Friday, September 9th. What a treat. Lin-Manuel Miranda is here, along with Argentinian filmmaker Agustina San Martin, who Lin-Manuel has paired with for an appearance at BAM this weekend as part of the Rolex Mentor and Protege Arts Initiative. And before we bring in our guests, a little musical prelude. Not from Hamilton or In the Heights or Tick, Tick, Boom or even Moana or Encanto. It's from the White House in 2016. Back in those innocent times when Barack Obama was president, Merrick Garland was a Supreme Court nominee, and Lin-Manuel was invited to freestyle with POTUS himself holding up the cue card prompts. So imagine that scene. And I guess one of the prompts must have been the word Mars or the word NASA.
Want to see if we can get over to Mars and wrap more bars. I spit bars and leave a carbon footprint on it and lower my emissions. And this is Lin-Man freestyling in Congress. This is transmission. I hope in Congress works to our agenda. Innovation's important. You really got to center yourself and create something. We need a new justice for the Supreme Court. In short, oh my gosh, this is my book report. And immigrants, we get the job done. This is so fun. POTUS is holding up the signs. I'm not done.
There's that one line from Hamilton, immigrants, we get the job done. Lin-Manuel Miranda at the White House, March 15th, 2016. Just because we deal in the intersection of arts and politics here, and many of you have probably never heard that clip. And now, Lin-Manuel Miranda and Agustina San Martin, thanks so much for coming on WNYC today. It's an honor. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. I haven't heard that clip since it came out of my mouth 6 years ago.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, Agustina. And Lin-Manuel, if you don't mind me starting briefly with that clip, you know, it gave me chills re-listening to that this morning and realizing it was at that exact moment when Merrick Garland was a Supreme Court nominee before Mitch McConnell pulled his stunt and never let the nominee get to a vote. And look where we all are now. What was it like doing freestyle with President Obama holding up the cards?
It was terrifying. Freestyling is terrifying when you do it in front of 100 people in an auditorium. So imagine the leader of the free world, who also was like, you know, I'll put whatever cards I want. I want you to be surprised. So it was high stakes. I'm glad the words came out in order and made reasonable sense. That's really kind of all you can ask for.
Well, it was so much fun and also poignant to listen to. You know, you are not the first member of your immediate family, Lin-Manuel, to appear on this show. Our listeners may not realize that your father is Luis Miranda, the Democratic Party consultant, well-known in political circles here in New York. And he was a guest on the show way back in those same innocent times of 2016 to talk about Hillary Clinton winning the Democratic primary in Puerto Rico. So my question is, was he in that kind of work when you were a kid? How much would you say you grew up hearing about politics a lot?
Yeah, politics was the family business from the outside and then from the inside. You know, my parents were community organizers. My mother worked at the Hispanic Women Business Center. She volunteered there. I remember that was my preschool, after school place. And then my father was hired by Mayor Koch to advise on Hispanic affairs when I turned 7. The way other kids had a paper route, I was, you know, going through buildings asking, "Are you registered to vote? Are you registered to vote?" So that was very much the family business growing up, and I have that level of enthusiasm and fatigue with politics. When
that's
your dad,
a lot. So how do you see your work in the context of contemporary politics, if at all, or maybe as an effort to stay out of the day-to-day fray and, you know, stay on some more bigger picture level Hamilton and everything. I know you've done some activism in the past around Puerto Rico debt relief. So how do you see your work in that context in the arts, and how involved are you in any issue-oriented causes these days?
I find it interesting that usually whatever I'm working on creatively will reveal politics to itself. I never thought of myself as an inherently political person or not. And when you write Hamilton and you are grappling with the questions of the founding of this country, you have to grapple with those issues. And I think my main insight in writing Hamilton was, 'twas ever thus. The contradictions at the founding are still there. We're fighting variations of the same things, and we have been for the past 200 some odd years. And I always see sort of my philanthropy or political activism or whatever you want to call it as coming from the same place as my artistic impulses. You act on the things that don't leave you alone. And so if it's something that's keeping you up at night, whether that is an artistic impulse to write something or an injustice where you feel like you can be of service, that's what I try to act on.
Do you feel like that in your work at all, Agustina?
I think that sometimes you're speaking about it directly, but I think that your political beliefs, your ethical and moral beliefs are always translucent in whatever you're doing. And it's also a responsibility we all have in evoking that the things that we believe on and that world we trust to build for the future. Yeah, I think it paints everything, sort of.
Filmmaker Agustina San Martin and Lin-Manuel Miranda paired for an appearance at BAM this weekend as part of the Rolex Mentor and Protege Arts Initiative. They will appear together tonight at 6, beginning with a presentation of Agustina's film installation, Childhood Echoes. And tomorrow, Lin-Manuel will appear in conversation with his fellow mentors in the program, Spike Lee, Phyllida Lloyd, and Carrie Mae Weems. Ticket proceeds will go to support BAM's Brooklyn Interns for Arts and Culture program, they tell us. Hey, thank you both so much for sharing some of this with us. It was wonderful.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer, a Daily Politics podcast, is an excerpt from my live daily radio show, The Brian Lehrer Show, on WNYC Radio, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, if you want to listen live at WNYC.org. Thanks for listening today. Talk to you next time.